It's the Morning Show with Rick Armin and Bill Johnson on 95.3 WXRO.
Minutes after 8 o'clock, WXRO Morning Show on the road today. Wise Guys Auto, located on Water Street in Columbus. I'm Rick, he's Bill.
True story.
It's who he is. Do that rapper pose again.
No, it's Mussolini.
Oh, it's Mussolini. That's rapper more than Mussolini.
That's maybe, because he has a headset on or headphones
maybe
on.
If
that's
I was,
what's doing it.
If I was bald.
That would look, yeah, you'd look more like Mussolini then.
That's, you got to do the head turn too.
Yeah, there you go. We were just talking with Dave, the owner here of Wise Guys Auto. I asked the question, Dave, was it difficult to stick your neck out and start your own business? Because, I mean, technically you were working for somebody else. You were doing what you loved. You were fixing cars and everything like that. But you weren't getting the satisfaction that a person can get when they own their own business.
Yeah, you bet. It was very scary just to kind of jump into this, and I'm very wholehearted in everything. I don't believe in doing something halfway or just trying or dabbling. I very well could have kept working where I was working and then started up a place and did it at night after hours, do some moonlighting or whatever. But you can't take care of people as well. You can't cover, you know, as many people, and you're so restricted on time, you can't get parts. I just thought, you know, rather than kind of, you know, go back and forth and, oh, keep their vehicle for longer because of waiting on parts, I just thought, let's do it. Let's do it right. Let's be respectful, you know, and just kind of be honest and treat people the way you want to be treated.
Now, you started off with a business just yourself.
Right.
You did everything. You fixed the cars. You did the bookwork. You did everything. Now you've grown enough in the last year that you've got guys that are actually full mechanics that come in here, and that's what they do.
Right, exactly. At first, I wanted to have somebody up front in the office, and I was going to run the whole shop. And the more I did it, the more I realized that I'm the face and name of everything, and when people call or show up, they want to see me. They want to talk to me and have my advice. So what I've been doing more so now is, like, managing the shop, making sure that everything's done the way you want. I still do a lot of repairs. I spend over 6 hours a day, or maybe even over 8 hours a day, in the shop fixing things. But running the front, talking to people on the phones, and talking to people with their bills, and making sure everybody understands entirely, you know, your whole bill. Because anybody can say, like, oh, ball joints, oh, labor, oh, alignment, you know, whatever. But it's going through and saying, like, yes, this is what we did, this is why we did it, and just making sure that everyone's comfortable with their repair.
Now, you're also, you said before that you'll fix anything. You work on snowmobiles, don't you?
Yeah, you bet. I mean, I want to be a one-stop shop. I don't want you to think, like, oh, man, I got a problem. What should I do? Where do I go? So we do everything. You know, weed eaters, lawnmowers, snowblowers, and snowmobiles. I have a huge passion for snowmobiles. I started at a young age. On the farm, we used to have a bunch of old Rupp snowmobiles and stuff.
Sure.
My dad and grandparents, you know, they all had Rupps, and it was a big thing. Snowmobiling is huge in our culture in Wisconsin. I really enjoy it. Right now, I'm president of the Columbus Fall River Snowblazer Snowmobile Club, and there's just so many things with snowmobiling that is just unsaid. It's all volunteer. All of the trails and everything that you see are guys taking time out of their lives and their days, pounding in stakes and maintaining and grooming these trails. All the groomer time, I mean, that's all 100% volunteer. We have like 80 miles of trail, and it takes our guy probably somewhere around 30 to 40 hours to groom everything.
Holy cow.
So it's painstaking. It's a lot of time invested, and it's all volunteer.
It's passion.
Right. You bet. A passion. I'm a passionate man. I have passion for this, and everyone else involved with it does.
Columbus has now got a stop on the trail, right?
Right. One thing that we did this year that has never been done in Columbus is we ran the snowmobile trail right through town. We got it approved. We worked with city leaders and police and stuff. And the snowmobile trail comes into town, like from the north by the 73 and Mullins there.
All
right. And then crosses the train tracks, comes down on Water Street, goes right past the shop here, over to Jodio's. And at Jodio's, we're going to have a nice, like a little parking area where you can go into Jodio's or whatever, and she offers free hot chocolate, free coffee, free whatever, cocoa, things like that. So that you can warm up. But then also from there, you're able to walk to any establishment, you know, within the next few blocks, like, you know, a restaurant or a tavern or whatever, and then walk back to your snowmobile. It's not allowed to actually physically drive up to those other places because it's right downtown,
right,
in a mix,
right,
of things. But from Jodio's, you can walk anywhere you want. And then the trail keeps going past Jodio's, through Kiwanis Park, through Fireman's Park, and then out of town, like by Napa, Chester Bandits, things like that.
Okay.
So does it come right down the road?
Yeah, then? Drive right, okay, on the road. There's probably like five blocks,
okay,
when you're in town that you're actually on asphalt.
Okay.
We talked with the plowing crews and stuff like that. They're going to leave us just a little bit of slush on the edge. The small amount of time that you are driving on the road isn't going to do damage to your snowmobile or anything like that.
I thought you were creating work for yourself there for a second.
Yeah, not quite, but there's a 10-mile-an-hour speed limit in town also.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, you're just kind of tooling through town. It's not like you're going crazy or anything, and just kind of wheel through. Now, Columbus had trail coming into town, but it came in from four different ways, and you'd get into town, you could get gas or go to a restaurant, and then go back out and around. And we still have all of those locations, but now it's nice that it's not just a dead-end destination. You can come, like Corridor 11 is a new corridor this year. It's a trail number 11 that goes right past Columbus. And so now you're able to hop on the trail, cut through Columbus, and continue on to places like Reeseville or, you know, wherever, Beaver Dam.
Very cool.
Yeah,
I have not ridden on a snowmobile in so many years. I forgot how fun it is, but it really is a blast. And again, it's like anything. It's, you know, like people that love to go on their motorcycles. It's all about responsibility, taking care of your stuff. Snowmobiles, I remember when I was a kid and we had snowmobiles, it seemed like when we went away for a big snowmobile weekend with like a bunch of friends, we always had snowmobiles that broke down.
Oh, you bet.
Now, are they better now than they were 20 years ago?
Yeah, snowmobile, the way that the technology has gone, just like anything else, cars, everything, you know, they have computers now, they have, you know, check engine lights. It's completely, I shouldn't say completely different, but it's a lot different, a lot more advanced than what it used to be. You still have older snowmobiles, or you still have things, and you still have problems. You're always going to have problems, belts breaking, or, you know, problems with your track, or Hi-Fax, or whatever, but it's just one of those things that, when you're out there, if you maintain your stuff and are prepared for long trips, it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worthwhile. We do big runs. Me and my brother-in-law, we'll go up like to the UP or whatever. We'll put on, last year we had a day that we put on 500 miles.
Wow.
I mean, it's ridiculous, but we rode all day long. We rode from the morning till the night. I mean, we got there, we left, we always leave at 7 o'clock in the morning. We got back that night at 9 o'clock, and we stopped once for lunch. But it's great. We prepare for these long trips. We take our snowmobiles apart and go through them so that when we're out there, you don't lose a precious second. I mean, when snow season comes, I always say, you got to mortgage your house to keep that snowmobile running. It's just you only have such a short time, you don't want to lose any of it.
You got a lovely gift there from our visitor. Did you see what you got there?
Yeah, what'd you get there? What'd you get, big guy? Dave's digging in the bag right
God.
Now.
Here we go.
There you go.
It's an emergency can of Spam.
Look at that.
Yep, there you are. So you can make some more cheese spammeroni and cheese.
I'm going to hide this in the house so that my wife doesn't throw it away.
Well, you don't have to worry about her eating it, that's for sure.
Yeah, this is true.
What I would do, my suggestion is get like a big Tupperware bin that you'd like fill with flour or macaroni noodles or something like that. Put that in the bottom and put everything on top of it so she doesn't know it's there.
Perfect.
That's what I'd do. Either that or put it in your sock drawer. put Spam in your sock drawer. That's always a good place.
And the smell of the socks, the smell of the Spam, it'll all mix together. You won't even know the difference.
Wise Guys Auto is located on Water Street in Columbus. It's where we're broadcasting live today. Don't forget, they're doing the Nick Foundation fundraiser. Donate a toy and get a certificate for a $15 oil change. Very, very cool. And by the way, you can find them on the web as well, wiseguysautorepair.com, 234 North Water Street. Honest guy, Dave has been doing this for a while. And by the way, in case you're wondering where the name Wise Guys came from, it's actually a play off your last name.
Yeah, my last name's Wiseman, German spelling. But, yeah, it's Wise Guy. You know, I just thought it was so fun because you can take the name and take it any way you want. You guys did the Stooges thing this morning. You can do some sort of, like, Godfather Mafia spinoff. Or, you know, you just take my name, Wiseman, turn it to Wise Guys, whatever. It's just, it's fun, you know. It just gives you something to think about. You know, it's kind of catchy. It's nice to think about when you have it on a hat or whatever. I like it. It's fun. My wife hates it.
You're all dissension in the ranks.
I shouldn't say hate. Hate's such a strong word. But she's like, why would you do that? You know, why wouldn't you just come up with something like clean and, you know, like your last
like
name?
Like A1 Auto Repair.
Right, yeah. But I like it. You know, I like to mess around. I like to, you know, just kind of have fun, be lighthearted, enjoy what you're doing. But I understand there's a time to be serious, you know, especially on a car repair or whatever when things, you know, aren't going correctly or if it's a big repair and somebody's very serious about getting it done on time, you bet. Those things matter to me also. But in the meanwhile, if you can just kind of be lighthearted about stuff, you know.
Life's about fun.
You bet.
Life's about having fun. Yeah. Wise Guys Auto on Water Street in Columbus. More Morning Show coming up on 95.3.
Drop Rick and Bill an email anytime. It's morningshow@wxroradio.com. The Morning Show continues next.